This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Colorado is fighting to keep authority over Air National Guard space units. Governor Jared Polis is against a legislative proposal that could transfer 7 units here to the Space Force. He sent a letter to the Secretary of Defense saying the removal would hurt national security and end military careers, as many would rather resign than transfer. A fire chief in Teller County being arrested on domestic violence charges. According to our Denver News Partners 9 News, 41-year-old Chris Hawkins is the leader of the 4 Mile Fire Protection District in Florissant. And court records show that he was arrested last week in connection to an incident that happened in January. The charges include harassment, obstructing telephone services, and making false emergency fake crime allegations. Hawkins was advised on Monday for the domestic violence charge. His next court appearance is scheduled for April 22nd. Well, get ready for extra eyes on the I-25 gap. Colorado will be turning on cameras soon to catch drivers crossing the double white lines, marking the express lanes between Monument and Castle Rock. Fines start at $75. They're doubled if not paid within 20 days. The same technology is on other roads like the I-70 Mountain Corridor and C-470. The Colorado Department of Transportation also issuing a small travel advisory today that's impacting commuters along I-25, though we're not seeing any slowdowns because of it. Starting tonight, the northbound I-25 ramp at Santa Fe Avenue will be closed as crews work to install some pipes. Traffic is being diverted to take the exit 128 off-ramp to re-enter the on-ramp to continue travel. CDOT says the roadway is expected to reopen tomorrow morning at 6. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office is urging safer driving along I-25 after recent calls about racing along the interstate. KRDO 13 obtained some dash cam video from the Sheriff's Office that shows a car speeding off. Once the deputy catches up to the car, it pulls over to the left side of the road, which is never recommended. The driver was ticketed for not having a valid driver's license, having a fake license plate on the car, and engaging in what's called a speed exhibition. The deputies made the driver leave the car there, rather, and had someone else pick him up. In El Paso County, many patients are struggling to find pain medication they've been prescribed that they rely on. That's because right now the medication, hydromorphone, is in short supply. Our KRDO 13T reached out to multiple pharmacies in El Paso County, which confirmed they're dealing with shortages. Ivy Wild Pharmacy says they only have 2 bottles of the pills left. The drug's distributor, Rhodes Pharmaceuticals, says the supply issues are due to an increase in demand and shipment delays. People in El Paso County are hopeful the supply ramps back up soon, like Tracy Thompson.
A lot of them have been on this medication fairly long term. They've moved up from lesser pain medications, we'll say, and had to find something a little bit stronger as the pain evolves and continues. So they reach a point where this is kind of the only thing that really works well for them.
Thompson is a certified pharmacy tech. Rhodes Pharmaceuticals says it expects the shipments of the pain medication to pick back up by mid-April. New developments this week in the ongoing controversy over a needle exchange program in Pueblo. Roger Gomez, one of the new council members in Pueblo, wants to shut down the program. He says the needles discarded by intravenous drug users have become a dangerous nuisance, piling up in gutters, alleyways, and parks, especially in the Bessemberg district, which he represents.
There's nobody that I've talked to that doesn't consider them, as we keep on hearing, human beings. Well, so are our taxpayers. They're human beings too. And they are very concerned that we may be enabling and condoning this kind of behavior through the needle exchange program.
The Southern Colorado Harm Reduction Association hands out the free needles to curb the spread of blood-borne illnesses. Well, the Naval News publication had some fun on Monday with an April Fool's article about a new U.S. stealth submarine that went viral. Jack Cronin with the story.
The online article went viral with Naval News saying the U.S. had developed a completely silent submarine outfitted with a Caterpillar drive.
This could be a Caterpillar.
A what?
A Caterpillar drive. Magneto-hydrodynamic propulsion. You follow?
No.
Even better, the supposed submarine using the new technology was the USS Montana.
And I will live in Montana.
Of course, the article was an April Fool's joke, taking inspiration sometimes word for word and in very entertaining and impressive fashion from the 1990 film Hunt for Red October, based on Tom Clancy's 1984 book. I'm Jack Cronin.
Mainly sunny and warm here for your Thursday afternoon. We'll see highs in the low 70s. Colorado Springs about 77 in Pueblo. Partly cloudy overnight with morning lows Friday down into the low and mid 40s, and then warm again tomorrow afternoon. 72 Colorado Springs, 80 in Pueblo, but windy conditions tomorrow with red flag fire warnings and winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour out across the plains. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.